A lot of times song lyrics reflect the political issues of the day, and recently one such song's wry reference caught the ear of WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. So she decided to track down its history.
You're the top, you're the Coliseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss.
You've heard it. You're the top. It's sung in Cole Porter's musical Anything Goes. Two pals are listing superlatives to describe one another.
You're a Botticelli, you're Keats,
you're Shelley,
you're Ovaltine.
At the end of each verse, they offer a counterpoint.
I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, buddy baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
And so it goes, a toy balloon that's poised too soon to pop, a blop. As the French would say, de trop. The song was written during the depths of the Great Depression. FDR had just trounced Herbert Hoover. Porter winked at his audience.
I'm a nominee of the GOP.
Fuck up!
But baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Republicans wouldn't return to the Oval Office for 20 years.
The idea that the GOP would even have a chance was the most hysterical idea anybody could think of.
Will Friedwald is an expert on American songs.
This is one of Cole Porter's famous list songs, and he was made a specialty of that, in which he would think of all these sort of one-line gags and tie it into a common subject.
You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. After, your pets are dead.
Except, listen to this recording of Cole Porter, one of the few he ever made.
You're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a rocky usher. I'm a lazy lout with just a mouth to stop. But if maybe I'm the bottom, you're the top.
And that's the end. The next verse, the one about the GOP, isn't there. Will Friedwald says that's not a surprise.
A lot of the famous lyrics to You're the Top were not in the show when it opened. But he would see that the song kept getting a request for encores, so he kept writing more and more choruses.
None of the encores were in the original score. Historian Robert Kimball wrote the definitive Cole Porter songbook. He was combing through Porter's papers in a Midtown law office.
I found the typed lyric in the files when I was doing my research on Porter. And I concluded from where it was found in the papers that it was Porter and it was written at that time and not by someone else.
That GOP verse had been lost for 5 decades.
It's a brilliant stanza, and I felt when I put it in the book that I was really bringing back to people one of the great Porter lyrics, which was unknown.
Timothy Krause was one of those people.
And I remember, it's a big coffee table-sized book, and I remember having that book out all the time.
Krause was working on a revival of Anything Goes, which his father, Russell Krause, had worked on with Porter. Now, Timothy Krause is famous to a lot of political journalists for covering the theater of politics.
I wrote a book about the press covering the 1972 campaign called The Boys on the Bus.
Krause traveled with the actual nominee of the GOP, Richard Nixon, who went on to win 48 states in that election. 12 years later, when Krause sat down to work on the revival, another Republican, Ronald Reagan, was riding high. Did he worry that line about the GOP might be insulting to Republicans in the audience?
It never crossed our minds. Never.
As for the fortunes of the current nominee of the GOP...
That remains to be seen, and I, which is the title of another of my father's shows.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi.
For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's salary. You're cellophane.